Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Some events going on today in our area and tomorrow. Today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, 59 Field Street in Torrington, a drive-through food distribution for area residents. Boxes will contain fresh produce, dairy, and meat products. Today at 6 o'clock, the Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education has a meeting. In Cornwall at 7 o'clock tonight, Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission is via Zoom. And tonight in Cornwall at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meet via Zoom. Information on that on their website. In Dover, New York, the Zoning Board has their regular meeting at Town Hall coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. Maria Horn released some great information for local arts groups yesterday as they received part of the $9 million from Connecticut to help during the pandemic. Arts organizations reacted with measured gratitude to the grants the state awarded under a program to help the arts community amid COVID-19. Several performing arts organizations said the grants will come nowhere near stopping the financial losses they have suffered since the pandemic shut them down. Among local organizations receiving support, Connecticut Academy for the Arts in Torrington, $9,700, Crescendo in Lakeville, $7,600, 5 Point Center for Visual Arts in Torrington, $42,700, Music Mountain in Falls Village, $23,000, the Warner Theater in Torrington, $193,600, and the Tri-State Center for the Arts, also known as Sharon Playhouse, $58,900. A Claverick man is dead after suffering serious injuries last week when a vehicle he was working on Friday fell on top of him. Jay Blansky, 63, airlifted to Albany Medical Center and was taken to the trauma center following the accident. He later died at the Albany Medical Center. There were no signs of foul play, and the investigation into that accident is continuing. The village and town of Pawling will remain separate municipalities. Roughly three times as many town and village residents cast ballots against consolidation than for it Monday, according to village mayor Rob Lifland and town supervisor James Schmidt. That comparison does not include absentee balloting in the village, which was still being counted on Monday night. In order for the two entities to consolidate, the measure needed to pass both village and town. Despite the two remaining separate, both Lifland and Schmidt agreed seeking increased opportunities for services need to be a priority to assist both sets of residents. A coronavirus case continues to rise in our state. A group of doctors and nurses in Connecticut pushing for a pause on the state's reopening. The group warns hospitals could soon be overrun again, and they want Governor Lamont to halt indoor dining and closed gyms. The businesses say they have to be creative just to get by as it is. Places like West Hartford, for example, restaurants had to learn heavily about outdoor seating, but they say further restrictions could put a lot of them out of business. The outlook is grim for Metro North commuters and employees, but the rail line says devastating cuts will be unavoidable without a second coronavirus relief package from Congress. Just 10 days ago, Metro North announced potentially drastic cuts. On Monday, Senator Richard Blumenthal, along with Metro North's president and a number of its employees, were there pleading with Congress to pass another relief bill. Ridership on the country's busiest commuter line is still down roughly 80% compared to this time last year. Low ridership means low revenue, and a big budget hole that needs to be plugged. Internet security, smart, savvy, safe, secure virtual event happening December 3rd at 5:30, put on by Noble Horizons, co-sponsored by Salisbury Bank. The pandemic has exploded the use of the internet. You can learn how to protect yourself with Dave Hall, president of CompuWorks, explaining the latest techniques that cyber criminals use and what you can do to avoid a breach and how to recognize an attempted hack. More information at noblehorizons.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden will present their 30th annual holiday marketplace online Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th, with Holiday Marketplace Online featuring a legendary gallery of wreaths. For more information and to view the gallery of wreaths, shop, and schedule a pickup, visit berkshirebotanical.org/events/holiday-marketplace. Salisbury Winter Sports Association is hosting the annual SWASA Ski Swap and Sale on Saturday, December 5th at the Lakeville Hose Company. The schedule as it stands right now, As everything with these days is subject to change according to the state, masks, temperature checks, and social distancing will be required for all attendees and volunteers. You can bring equipment in to be sold Friday only from 4 till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. The sale on Saturday will run from 8 a.m. to noon. From noon to 1 o'clock, residents can then pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Proceeds from the sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. Check SWASA's website, jumpfest.org, for more details and information. The Falls Village Recreation Commission Drive-In Tree Lighting Celebration will be held December 5th at 5 p.m. Falls Village Town Center. It is a drive-through event only. The event will be conducted as a drive-through event. During that event, visitors must remain in the vehicles. Santa will be making an appearance. For more information, contact the Recreation Director, Emily Peterson, recreation@canaanfallsvillage.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 29,638.64, the NASDAQ at 12,198.74, and the S&P 500 at 3,621.63. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just one moment.